Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As 2011 draws to a close, police officials are beginning to pore over crime data for the year. This morning, we take a closer look at a piece of technology aimed at helping Boston police respond to shootings. It's called ShotSpotter. Introduced in October 2009, the acoustical technology notifies Boston police dispatchers when shots have been fired in certain areas of the city. Officials say the ShotSpotter technology has improved response time and has helped to solve certain crimes. But the system has its critics. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
The crime was horrific. Five people shot, four of them fatally, including a two-year-old boy and his mother. The victims strewn along a Mattapan street. By the time the calls poured into the Boston Police Department, cruisers were already on the way. The department's first notice of the shootings came through its ShotSpotter system, a high-tech tool used to alert police to where shots are fired.
In police work, the quicker we can get to a scene, the easier it is to identify victims, to talk to witnesses, and to collect evidence. ShotSpotter gets us there faster.
John Daly is deputy superintendent of the Boston Police Department.
It tells us precisely where the firearm discharge took place.
ShotSpotter technology was first proposed by Boston City Councilor Rob Consalvo.
On average, 1 to 2 minutes before a call comes in for a 911 shot, ShotSpotter has picked up the shooting and we are dispatching a police car and an ambulance on scene.
In some cases, there have been no calls. The only notification has been SpotShotter technology, currently a network of more than 100 acoustical sensors deployed over a 6-square-mile area of the city plagued by gunshot violence.
From roughly Mattapan Square through corridors of Mattapan into Dorchester and Roxbury down to the south end.
The Boston Police Department says the city paid about $1.5 million to install the technology, with annual maintenance costs running $150,000 to $175,000. Part of the area under surveillance is represented by Boston City Councilor Charles Yancey, who says it's worth the investment, but
I don't believe that we should oversell the idea because it deals with incidents after the fact. The city's focus must be on the prevention and preemption of violence rather than arriving after the fact, which by its nature, that's what the ShotSpotter is all about.
Again, Councilor Consalvo.
Well, we do both, and I think it's necessary that you do both. Well, we pour hundreds of millions of dollars into the prevention piece, and I am a strong supporter of that. But the sad reality is that no matter how much money you pour into prevention, you're still going to have incidents of gunfire in our city.
The Boston Police Department has proposed expanding the technology to other areas of the city. An effort to include the expansion in the city budget failed last summer. It's taken some time to figure out the acoustical signature of the city. How do they do it? Deputy Superintendent Daly says sounds picked up by sensors are fed into a computer at police headquarters.
They triangulate those sounds and then analyze them to filter out things like backfires from cars, motorcycles, anything that can produce a loud pulse of sound.
The department cites an incident last year where acoustical and video technology led police to a crime scene, providing vivid detail on the gunfight and location of ballistic evidence.
In some locations, we've tied ShotSpotter in with video cameras. So when ShotSpotter detects a gunshot, it directs a nearby camera to turn to those coordinates and collect information.
While police say the system is not designed to pick up on private conversations, the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts says it has some questions about the technology, but so far has taken no action. The technology is being used in scores of other cities across the country, including Springfield and New Bedford here in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.